The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do likewise, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus answered, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away, then they will fast." And he also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new one, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins, and no one who has taken drinking old wine desires new, for he says the old is good." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A few words about this gospel. The Pharisees fasted, but they had a very bad attitude. They were hard on other people. They made judgments about other people. They thought they were more privileged than other people, and yet they fasted. And Jesus says, fasting must come from somewhere deep inside of you. You must get to know the bridegroom first, which is Jesus Christ. So why would you fast? Why would you sacrifice? Because you belong to Jesus Christ. That's why you fast. It's a change. It's a whole change. New wineskins. It's an interior change. We must change. Enter into Jesus Christ. That's the teaching of this. And it's good for us to keep that in mind, because we're in days, these times, when we have to sacrifice. We change our lifestyle. We have to wear masks. We have to do social distancing. We have to wash our hands frequently. We have to be away from school. We can't do all the things we used to do. It's a time of sacrifice. And the sacrifice will come truly only when we have a good attitude. And that comes when we are doing these things in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not just doing them as something external or something imposed on us where we're resentful or we're hesitating or we're not generous in doing these things. When we follow Jesus Christ, it changes our attitude. Now we're going to have a few very hot days here. And it's a change. It's a sacrifice we have to make. Think about the people in the hurricanes and the people who lost their homes and the fires. Think about the elderly and the lonely who are in rest homes, or people struggling with illness. And then begin to measure the sacrifices we have to make. For many of us, it's an inconvenience. We have to change. But the change must come from inside. And once you get to know the bridegroom and you follow Jesus Christ, the change will come from deep inside of you. Why am I going to do this? I'm going to do this generously in the power of Jesus Christ. I'm going to do this because to follow Jesus Christ means to be generous, to be open, to care about other people, to be respectful. That's why I do this. It's not something external. It comes from deep inside of me. It comes from the best which is within me. It comes from my generosity, from the kindness of my heart. And by the way, when I do this, I am much happier. When I follow Jesus Christ, I am far more peaceful. I'm a nicer person. I'm easier to get along with. Because the change is not external. I'm not doing this with resentment. I'm not doing this just to keep a law. I'm doing this because something deep inside of me says, let the best which is in you come forth. And that happens in the power of Jesus Christ. So keep this in mind. I mean, given the gift of this day and all the opportunities we have this day to witness the power of Jesus Christ in our lives, keep that in mind. I mean, we have so many opportunities to make a statement of who we are deep inside. It's not something external. It's something that somehow comes from deep inside of us as disciples of the Lord. Now, keep that in mind, and we will all have a good day. Amen.